the two legs, there was not a massive difference. Both teams were hard. Both teams wanted to go to the final. Obviously, they beat us at home 2-1, and we've been planning a tactical game for coming here in a decent shape and form. We have put Cesc on number 10, Cessignon on number 10. We have worked the midfielder in different way. We put two forwards instead of one. And it seems to work. In the first few minutes, we scored the first goal. And then we couldn't hold that. I don't know if it was too hot or whatever, but we couldn't maintain the tempo of the game. And then they scored in a corner, in a free kick, which... obviously, they are massive. They are dangerous. And from there, we went to half time and we talk again. We reorganized and we came out and do exactly the same. In a few 6-7 minutes, of the first half, whatever it was, we scored again. And then this time we could maintain and make a few changes just to maintain that, not lose it on the pitch. Just trying to win it, but without taking silly risk.
Yeah.
I put midfielders like David or Leon Graham. I put people there to hold it, to help Sergio Torres. I have Mendy a little tired, central mid, a little tired. And we could hold it. We won the game. But obviously, extra time is very difficult. Tie legs and, you know, a lot of games during the last couple of months. And we took them until penalties, and then they've been great. They didn't miss. They missed only one. No, they missed only one. Scored three. And so they in the penalty spot. They keep going. I wish them all the very best for the final.
You mentioned the heat. Just how big an influence was that on today's game?
Yeah, no, I just mentioned because obviously both teams are suffering the same problem. But I mentioned because I could see two or three of my players normally running at high tempo all the game, but today for some reason, and maybe it's that one, or maybe it's two games in a week or whatever, or the occasion, in the first half with that 1-0 up, we couldn't really hold it and they score. Probably the first half is the key of the whole game. If you could hold that 1-0 lead until half time or even increase it, then it's a totally different scenario. They have to come and chase the game, but they never. They knew that they played to not to lose it. They make a few changes, but they didn't take massive risk going forward or anything.
You had the better chances in the 90 minutes and indeed the extra time. Are you frustrated? You just couldn't put one of those away?
Yeah, I think their goalkeeper is playing a big part today because he's massive, he's a personality, he's loud. And I have, in the end of the first half, the very last one, the ball for Dave Martin crossing from the right to left, he's heading the ball and he's taking out the ball from the top corner. I am just on the line of the post and I can see that. I shout the goal and the goalkeeper somehow took it out. Give us a corner and finish the half. And in the second half, there are a few ones. Even Dave Martin penetrating and want to put the ball on the top of the keeper. You know, today he played a massive part, I thought. We could finish one more and it's a totally different story.
It was a heated game in more ways than one. Not only the weather, but there were a few niggly incidents. Any complaints about the way the game is played?
No, I think it's a football final. I would say, it's not my friend, but I have a good relationship with the other manager. I have friends in athlete team, like Shay Pikisok. We have recently two players on loan, Mike West and Alex Osborne. So I would say the relationship between the two clubs is not bad. But it's a men's sport, it's a football final. When we went to Hemel just to play 5v6, just to decide who is going to go into the playoff, it was exactly the same. It's a football final, it's nothing else.
Looking ahead now, Pablo, regardless of what happened today, it's been a fantastic end to the season for you. What now over the next few weeks and months?
Well, tonight I want to digest this game and look at the mirror to see where I could possibly go wrong. With the players I have available, the number of players mainly, the quality is there, but obviously I have a small squad. Have a look at myself, learn from today, and immediately next week meet the directors and see what the future holds for me. I think they want me here next year, but they were waiting for this to end, to have a conversation, so I will talk to them. I will make sure that we plan the foundation for the next season and we come back bigger and stronger.
Do you think you'll be here at the start of next season?
Well, that's my intention. I think I will. I think we nearly upset Eadfleth here, and I think they have to see that they are a powerful team, a rich team, with many resources and many fantastic football players. The players that they loan us, they are not even getting changed for them, not even in the bench. And those players are massive and quality, and they took us, help us to go into the playoff. So I think it's an achievement. I know we couldn't deliver to go to the final, but I think they will take all that in consideration and say you deserve a chance.
And what needs to happen to this squad to go a step further next season?
Well, we need to rebuild, obviously. The ex-manager recruit all my players, or nearly all. Then in the end, I brought two or three because some people left. But it wasn't not even in January, it was in March. So the market in March is closed. You have to look for players out of contract or out of club. So it is not the proper market. So next year, I'm going to rebuild my own team and keep some of the lads that are happy to play for me, and the ones who are looking for another club or play for another manager, then we will have a good talk, good understanding, and I will open the door for people who want to leave.
Lastly from me, Pablo, any word yet on what will be available to you, or that will be discussed with the chairman next week?
Well, the only thing I can say is I have a Danny Mills in 1 year more contract. We have a contract with him for one more year. The rest of the players are all in talkings, and they commit verbally. They have to sign all this week. Early this week, but I prefer not to say now, because without having that confirmation, it's not serious, isn't it, to talk to the press.